this is the Green Monkey. It's Monday, March 21st. I'm on a school bus with a load of people heading for the Surrey docks. We're preparing to take action on log exports. Women in the Woods and the Feminist Conspiracy will be shutting down the loading of raw logs down at the Surrey docks, and Betty Croswick is going to risk arrest today.
Of course, Minister Mike DeYoung was unavailable for comment. His spokesperson, John McDonald, said that they didn't like to see these raw logs exported to British Columbia, but it's an economic necessity. So we certainly are going to be challenging that. And that, in essence, is what it is. Now, they're going to argue that, well, these raw logs are coming from private lands, are primarily from private lands. The point is, we don't really know, because the same exporter of these raw logs, the two different companies, are Timber West and Weyerhaeuser. They also, of course, as you know, cut extensively off public land. So who knows where a log comes from by the time it gets to this port. In any way, our observations on this issue simply this, that any huge multinational company like these are, if they feel it's perfectly fine to export raw logs off their property without considering the workers' needs in British Columbia, then why should they be allowed to cut extensively off public lands, where they can also ship out a certain amount of raw logs? And why should they even have the right to cut off public lands when their disregard for the economy of BC and for the workers of BC is just so terribly blatant? So we are not impressed when they say, well, this is public property. Number one, it's too difficult to prove, and number two, even if it is true, it's not, we're not impressed with their reasons for depriving the workers of British Columbia of jobs. And this issue of raw logs is about jobs. Also, because this government has cut loose the necessity that each tree farm license has to have a mill that would employ workers who work in the forest industry, they've struck down the appurtenancy clause, which is what the name of this clause is, that insists that a mill be attached to each tree farm license. So this government has done away with that clause so that the logging companies don't have to apply any guidelines or any to feel any kind of responsibility for the workers of British Columbia. So we are saying that we disagree totally with this concept of just turning over a huge tracts of public land to these corporations who care nothing for the land, who care nothing for jobs, who care nothing for anything except their own and their stockholders' bottom lines. So when we get into court with this, we're going to challenge the tree farm licensing system altogether, because the raw log issue is simply symptomatic of some of the worst excesses of these tree farm licenses. And we're saying that the entire tree farm license system began in criminality and in infamy back in the 1950s, when the first forest minister was charged and sentenced to prison for 5 years for bribery and for conspiracy. And yet no logging company was charged with giving the bribes and with conspiring. And the judge of the day allowed not only did the Attorney General of the day not bring charges against the logging company, the judge of Summer's trials allowed the tree farm licensing of British Columbia Forest Products, which was the name of the logging company, they allowed them to keep this tree farm license. And we're saying this was allowing the Tatamount to allowing thieves to keep stolen goods, and that every tree farm license to this day gains an unfair criminal advantage from a criminal act that occurred back in the 1950s. So we're going to be challenging the entire tree farm license system. Doggone it, we are! It's through exercises like this where older people who are trying to reclaim a historic role of being moderators of society and being stewards of the land. And when Doran here and some of these older women, women in the woods, come out and stand with the young people, we're doing something that makes the establishment's knees shake, because they don't want elders and young people to actually come together in any meaningful way, because that would really spell a lot of trouble. But this is the way we evolved as a species, is close collaboration between elders and young people. So today, I'm always conscious when in a demonstration or in a blockade of the need for young people to be here with older people, because that makes it intergenerational thing, and so strong. It makes it really, really strong, because when I first started coming into this, it was primarily young people who were out there, sometimes more or less all by themselves and isolated. And I noticed as soon as I joined or with some other older ladies, or that immediately the whole thing changed about the way protesters were being treated by the RCMP. And I really noticed this in the Wall Brand, because those young people out there were being beaten, they were being treated in very terrible ways by the RCMP as well as by the logging companies. But when we went out there, myself and a couple of older women immediately changed, you know. Then they started treating people decently and coming and speaking in a different tone of voice. So, but also if it's just a bunch of older people, then they're not given, they're saying, oh, well, they're out of touch, they don't understand modern society, they don't, they can't even use computers, or so. But with old people and young people together, we're on a roll. Okay.
We're just pulling up at the Surrey Docks on South Fraser Road by the Fraser River, and the media is already here to greet us.
Citizens have a right to complain, because this is simply exporting jobs, and we need jobs in this province. The more money the logging companies seem to be making, the fewer jobs there are in the industry. So we're protesting the fact that these international logging companies are using the common resources of the people of British Columbia to not only steal away the profits that belong to British Columbia, to the people here, they're stealing away the jobs. And so we just really, really object to that. And my group, Women in the Woods, we feel that this exportation of raw logs is symbolic of the worst excesses of the tree farm licensing system in British Columbia, and we want it changed. We want the entire tree farm license system changed so that this kind of thing can occur.
Are you willing to raise bail today?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
discussion. After some discussion, the women in the woods decided to block all the truck traffic coming into the shipping terminal to underscore the urgency of the problem. Two sets of railroad tracks also crossed the terminal entrance, and 36 people walked out onto the wide driveway between the tracks, stretched out banners, and linked arms.
The blockade is on here. The entrance is closed. Doesn't sound like the truckers are happy about it.
I'm an old country, let me be, I'm an old country, let me be, I'm an old country, let me be, I'm an old country. I would go down to the
end. Wait, before you ask what this is all about?
This is about raw logs being shipped out of this port.
Yeah, but those aren't raw logs.
I know, Dave.
I don't have raw logs in my truck.
I know, Dave. But you're working in the mine.
Yeah.
This is for the working people here who don't have jobs, okay? And the way the government is allowing the raw logs to be shipped out.
Oh, I'm against it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most guys like you are. And
yeah, well, I can't move. They won't let me in, so.
Come forward. We'll move back some.
Spoiler, fun. No, they're not. Well, I'm afraid there might be an accident.
A little more.
A little more.
Well, you said I could come in.
Well, no, you said no.
No, I'm just going to work on the truck.
Okay.
Some of the drivers are not happy about being stopped.
They're stopping the people that are hauling the BC product. The hell's the matter with you people? You haven't got a goddamn brain in your head, not one of you. Get on the port there where they load the logs. We're with you on your protest, but you're blocking the cut, people. All you're doing is breeding hatred. The whole works here. Bunch of bloody morons. 10 minutes, I've been out there 20.
Minutes after the blockade began, the RCMP arrived, two officers. They got through the traffic jam and arrived at the South Fraser Terminal. They assessed the situation and they came over to talk to Betty.
The issue is we're protesting the exportation of raw logs out of the province of British Columbia and out of this port.
Okay.
And we are saying that jobs are going with the raw logs, and we object to that very strenuously, and we refuse to tolerate it any longer peacefully, and that we are, our group engages in acts of peaceful civil disobedience, and this is one of those times. Yes.
Okay. Is there a way that we can let all these vehicles that are not related into the docks? Because unfortunately, they're starting to block up traffic and it's going to be a safety issue.
It's a blockade, and we're not moving.
Okay.
Okay. So you're the leader, right?
Yeah, well, we're a consensus group. I'm a spokesperson, yes.
Okay, and everybody else is?
Women in the Woods. We're a consensus, yes.
Okay. So what you're telling me then is if I ask these people to move, they'll move?
No, well, no, not until after I'm arrested.
Okay, well, I have no intention of arresting you right now, ma'am.
You have no intention of arresting me? Well, why don't you?
Excuse me, ma'am, just for my information, I'm the business agent for the Longshoremen's Union.
Yes.
I'm just kind of wondering why you're putting your information picket here as opposed to if you were going to put it here. You're obviously have a problem with us exporting raw logs.
Yes.
But why are you picketing the whole terminal and stopping all the other operations that have nothing to do with the logs?
Because everything has to do with this port in terms of commerce and what goes out of this port. And we don't have to get out on the water in a boat and go run down a road.
I'm asking you why you're stopping all operations.
Because this is...
We have container terminals here. It's a protest.
It's a protest. We are assuming that other working people will be in sympathy with the exportation of raw logs, which means jobs out of this product.
I understand.
Okay, well,
I'm asking why you're stopping container operations, you're stopping steel operations, you're stopping all kinds of...
That's right. What we're saying, everything is going to stop until this raw... Okay, until this raw log thing is taken care of. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to stop until we get that taken care of.
Okay, and you think that this is going to take care of it?
Yeah, well, it's certain. Nothing else has now, has it?
No,
all the protests, all of the signages, all of the... IWA protest, nothing has stopped it, right?
It seems to me that you're displacing other people out of work over an issue.
Well, we're hoping that other working people will sympathize and understand that sometimes working people have to stand together.
Do you feel this is the only channel that you have to do this?
Oh, I feel yes, because nothing else has worked and everything has been tried. Okay, everything has been
tried. Just trying to understand your position.
Well, that's it.
Okay, I can appreciate your position.
Okay.
The RCMP are asking people to get off the road, which is a signal that if we don't get off the road, we will be arrested. But so far it looks like Betty is the only person who's risking arrest today. Trucks trying to enter and leave while this road is still being blocked by Betty and a few other people have created a bit of a log jam in the entrance to the South Fraser Terminal.
Betty, we've asked everybody to move. Are you prepared to move?
No.
Dave, go ahead and
call. We have to stand up for our forest here. Well, it's really miserable that these drivers, most of them support us. If you listen to what they said, even to the cameras, they agree completely that our resources are being wasted. Stuck down south of the border, our jobs are disappearing, our communities are disappearing, our ecosystems are no longer self-sustaining. They're being turned into plantations. Our old growth forests are almost gone. Everyone knows what's happening. And yet there's no leadership in the government. There's no leadership in business. It's just profit sucking. Our life support systems, everything's disappearing. Our parks are being logged even now. There's no land protection available. The goal is 12% for the whole entire province. That's not enough to sustain us. It's not enough to sustain grizzly bears. It's not enough to sustain ecotourism. And this is what we have to do, is come out here and try to make some kind of statement, because really there's nothing left but direct action. Negotiations will carry on, but I think that you're going to see a lot more of this for their backyards. And we'll keep doing it. We'll be back out. And we'll be back out in the woods next time. And we'll be stopping logging.
How many of you came out this morning?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many. It seems like there's probably about 40 people all together. There's people from Vancouver and from Victoria and from other parts of Vancouver Island.
Okay, where are you from?
Victoria.
Join the protesters in into jail and doing the dirty work of the logging companies and the and also the government. You know, they're getting tired of it, the judges. So the courts are changing somewhat. What we want is a group, Women in the Woods, is for, we want our public courts nationalized so that these international private logging companies can't come in and liquidate the rest of our public courts. We think these should be operated. The public courts belong to the public already. We want them operated by the public. We want them to be a BC Crown Corporation. We want them out of the hands of the private logging companies who just come in and strip public resources and take all the benefit from it and then leave a mess behind for the people to have to clean up. So we're going to be calling for the nationalization of the public courts of BC logging. And we want, that's the only way they will be safe, that they'll be protected, because otherwise every provincial government that comes in looks at them as though they're cash cows. They just can't help it. They just look for short-term gain, so they give over our public resources, and we are tired of it. We object to it. We are reclaiming our public court.
Looks like the protest is over. Are you disappointed you didn't get arrested?
They're not going to arrest me?
Where did they go? This is too crazy.
Take your note.
So the protest has ended and you didn't get to go to jail today, Betty.
Yes.
Is it safe to assume that people will be back somewhere on the log export front here in the near future?
We have to come together and have a discussion on this because right at the moment we are uncertain about what our next action will be. But one thing you can be certain of, there will be another action.
Mm-hmm. And this issue is not going to go away by itself.
It will not go away.
Betty Croswick and Krista Rusing defied police orders to open the road at the Fraser-Surrey docks on Monday, but neither one was cited. In fact, nobody even received a ticket, possibly because the RCMP didn't want the matter hauled into the courts. Or maybe they didn't want to create a spectacle for the TV cameras by hauling Betty and Krista into a paddy wagon. Women in the Woods will be back in action later this spring. Stay tuned to the Green Monkey every Friday, and we'll have the details as these campaigns unfold.